Welcome back to the Oil of Amigos, to the Oil of Macabod. We start a very, very important chapter discussion about marriage. About marriage, the pillar of our lives, the foundation of our lives. Yachas sheben ish l'ishto. Yachas sheben ish l'ishto on the bottom of Ayin Tet. And you'll see a chevra up here on the board. Ketav Rambam, the Rambam writes in Ichos Ishus, Perek Tavav, Halecha Yud Tet and Chaf. V'chein, Sivu Chachamim Sheyu Adam Mechavin et Ishto, Yotir Migufo. Our Chachamim have commanded that a man should honor his wife more than himself. V'ohava Kigufo. And love her as much as he loves himself. V'imish lo mamon, and if he has money, mar bitovasa kefi mamono, he should get things for her. He should give her benefits. He should help her according to his means. V'lo yatil alaya ema yisera, he should not chas v'sholom put upon her this fear, an unnecessary fear. V'yedibura ima banachas, he should speak with her very gently, very beautifully. He shouldn't be sad. He shouldn't be angry. He should create a very peaceful, harmonious home where he loves and honors and respects his wife very dearly. They commanded a woman to honor her husband very much. She should have some mora of him, some fear, reverence of him. She should carry out all of her deeds according to his peeve, according to his mouth. And she should consider him like a sar or a melech. Mitaleches betavas libo. She should follow the desires of his heart. Umarcheches kol ma sheyisna. And she should distance anything that he doesn't like, anything he hates. Vizederech benos Yisrael v'nei Yisrael hakadoshim atahorim bezivugon. And this is the custom of the holy and pure Jewish women and men in their marriages, uvedrachim elu ye yeshuva na meshubach, and this will make marriage very pleasant and very praiseworthy. Icon lashono, v'davar nora, top of pay, roim kam she'af shabahu melech habayis, even if the husband is like the king of the house, v'yoshe barosh ha'shulchan, and he sits at the head of the table, v'chadome, mekom akom kavod ishto sarich liyot yoter chashuv etzlo. The honor of his wife needs to be more important to him than his own honor. A man has to honor his wife more than he honors himself. Such an important yisod. Let's say one of them has to do something that's a bizayon, something embarrassing, something lowly. The husband has to do it. Not the wife. If one of them has to do something lowly, embarrassing, the husband has to do it. He has to make a protest over the honor of his wife. Even if he's able to be forgiving when it comes to his own honor, when it comes to his wife's honor, he has to protest. He has to fight. He has to preserve her honor and dignity to the highest ability possible. All the more so, a husband has to be very careful from ever chas v'sholom disgracing or belittling the honor of his wife. There are those that unfortunately they attack the honor of their wife in front of others through jokes. They make ridiculous, sarcastic jokes at their wife's expense. V'ze aveira chamura is a very, very big sin. V'kol shekein im b'fnei horeha o shar krovim. All the more so if he does it in front of her parents or in front of relatives. A husband has to praise his wife in front of others. As long as it's sneis. The kol shekein b'fnei kroveha shezeu chizik gadol etzla. All the more so in front of her relative, because this is a great chizik for her. V'da. She'ein achiv shel abal l'ishto talui b'chiv shel ha'isha l'bala. We should know the obligation of a husband to a wife is not dependent of the obligation to a woman to the husband. There are two distinct obligations. Every husband has to act with love and respect towards his wife. Even if she doesn't treat him with love and respect. It's not dependent. Oh, you're good to me, I'm good to you. You treat me well, I treat you well. No. Independent obligations. You have to honor and love your wife. Period. Regardless of what happens, this, such a beautiful Musar and Chevra, I know we're young, but these are building blocks, these are planting seeds today of how to foster a very, very healthy relationship, a very, very healthy marriage that could endure and have a peaceful home. We're there to honor our wives, to give to our wives, to be there for them. V'zeh yisol l'kiyum ha'nisuyin. And this is the foundation to uphold marriage. K'mo shemru chazal, kol avashi tuli b'davar, any love that's dependent on something, batel davar batla ava. Once that matter is gone, the love is gone. V'she'enu tuli b'davar, but if the love is not based on any external thing, enu batla la'olam, it never ceases, it never will fail, it never will end. And something so important to know, this should be an unconditional love and respect. This is the job of a marriage. A person has to fix his midos. The whole purpose is to be in the way of giving to your wife and not receiving. Something so beautiful, Chever, to think about. My life is to be a giver, not to be a receiver. To be a giver, not to be a receiver. And if all of his behavior is, I'm going to give to my wife so that she gives back to me, Hari la'olam hu meid begeder mekabel, then he's always going to be in the definition of a receiver. V'zdavar zehu siba l'hikikul shalom bayis, shenimsa b'dareinu. And this is the reason of destruction that we find of shalom bayis in our generation. Shekol echad mebato rak al atzmo. Because what's everybody doing? They're only looking out for themselves. They're only looking at themselves. So chevra, at this young age that we're at now, how do we prepare for marriage? But Rabbi, it's 7 years from now, 10 years. Work on being giving people, selfless people. Not just what is it for me? What's my end game? What's my bottom line? No chas v'shalom. Our avod in life is, how can I give to others? How can I care for others? How can I always be a giving and selfless individual? And if we mirtz Hashem work on that now, start now, we're building the foundations for very, very healthy marriages, Mir Tashem, in years to come. Kol Tov.